Well, good afternoon, South Florida, and hey, the world, for that the matter of fact. We get a lot of folks listening to this radio show. It's me, Candy G, and I am so excited. It is a new year. It is a time of some great things I have to share. And if you're listening for the first time, a little bit about me. I'm a talk show host, a TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. And I'm so proud to say really amazing results. But most off, I have a huge desire to affect real change, especially in the lives of women, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. You see, I want to teach you and bring you everything I know. I want you to know that life can be as remarkable as it can be. Now, a little bit about Nothing But Good News Radio. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you'll hear are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life. And that's the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm also very proud to say that I am a cast member of the recently released movie, The Journey, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Dr. Joe Rubino, Dawn Melinda Boyer, other exciting cast members recently released, and I'm so proud to say that I am part of that incredible project. And oh yeah, there is a project number two, but you'll hear about that very soon. But before, what I want to do is I want to get right to my guest, because I'm so excited about the ladies that I have with me today. What we're talking about today is we're going to talk about something called Legacy from the Heart, preserving your story. And this is such an amazing thing. Legacy from the Heart is dedicated to preserving stories, insights, and wisdom from parents, grandparents, via a video interview that creates an enduring legacy for generations to come. It is, not only is it an incredible gift, but it is an amazing thing to understand there is so much wisdom in the folks that have gone on before us. And I have with us today, I have Ann Page and Meg Kroll, and we're going to learn a whole lot about these ladies today. So I'd like to welcome Ann and Meg to the show.
Thank you, Candy. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. It's so exciting. But you have such a great thing going on. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take a minute and let's get a little bit of background on both of you. Let's start, Ann, with you. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I have a master's degree in business from the New York Institute of Technology, and I had a wonderful experience. I was hired by Steven Spielberg, survivor of the Shoah Visual History Foundation, to interview Holocaust survivors. And I interviewed 50 Holocaust survivors over a three-year period of time, and that was where I learned my love of oral history and the interview process.
Well, see, that's really incredible. Oral history. I've never thought about it that way.
About the perspectives of individuals who might not otherwise appear in the historical record, because everybody does have a story.
And that's the amazing piece, and I know that piece is true, is that everyone does have a story. And I think that there's a place, just in reflecting on this thing called oral history, is that there's so much more that you can get out of a story being told as opposed to just read.
The visual is so impactful, and particularly for our company, because we use gold archival DVDs that have a shelf life of 100 years. So if you could imagine having your oral history done with us, and 100 years from now, your great-great-grandchildren are going to be able to see it.
It's amazing. The world of technology is so amazing. Meg, a little bit about your background Besides the fact that you're somebody that I love and adore dearly.
Well, thank you so much. I've worked for a number of years for owners and CEOs of different companies, helping them solve problems and organize different things within the companies. I've had my own company and was approached by Anne about starting this business, Legacy from the Heart, and certainly it spoke to both of us. It spoke to both of our hearts, and I was very excited about the opportunity. And certainly, I think one of the things that does set us apart is Anne's incredible talent as an interviewer based upon her previous experiences. Thanks. Not to change the subject, but I wanted to congratulate you, Candy, on the American Business Women's Association Spirit of Excellence Award. And I was at that award dinner that evening. That's when I first met you. And I was really thunderstruck by you, because you asked me when I was leaving, you said, if there's anything I could ever do for you, please let me know. I was awed by that someone who just met me would do such a thing, and it's such an honor to be a guest on your show today.
Oh, you know, I really appreciate that. What I know about this life, or at least what's my understanding, and it doesn't have to be anybody else's, is that I really believe life is meant to be lived in service. I appreciated you being there and understanding that I got the award and being there. It's very exciting. I will let you know I'm up for 2 more awards this year. I'll let you know.
Earn them. Oh, I hope you get them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's exciting for me is I do what I do, not for the awards and not for the accolades, mm-hmm. but because I want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And to have people out there noticing is just a way to say, yeah. It's kind of like my marker. Mm-hmm. It's my way to say, yes, I'm doing the right thing. Keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. So I appreciate that.
Well, Meg and I feel the same way, exactly. That's why we founded this business, because we felt we could make a difference and add value to people's lives by recording their oral histories.
And how much history gets lost that folks don't realize?
Well, you know, and I often say, I can't even tell you the number of people who say to me, my gosh, I wish I would have had this for my mother, my father, my grandfather, my grandmother. And those are unfortunately lost when those people have passed. So, of course, you know, you can't get that back.
We hear that every day, Candy. Someone says that to us at least once a day.
You know, the first thing that comes to mind is my husband's parents and the extraordinary stuff they've done, and they're gone. But you know what? We can talk more about this after this commercial break. Hey, this is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and we are so happy you're here with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey there, welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. And we are here with our special guests, Meg Kroll and Ann Page from Legacy from the Heart. You know, ladies, we're talking about oral history and how important it is to keep history alive. And I myself have been reflective about, wow, those folks that I would love to be able to keep that history alive. Tell me how you go about doing this.
Well, we visit our client initially in their home, and we bring in a large questionnaire page. And we sit down with them so that we can build up a rapport with them, because it's important that they trust us and they get to know us. And we go all the way back to their early childhood, the memories of their grandparents. Because when I interviewed those Holocaust survivors, that was the one question. Whenever I asked them about their grandparents, everyone cried. So they had such a special relationship. And, you know, we talk about their early childhood, and their teenage years, their adult life, their career, their family, and what would they like to say to their future generations. And then we come back on a second visit and we film. We set everything up. And Meg, tell us about the filming process. She's very involved with that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and certainly it has been a learning curve. What we do is we film in the comfort of people's homes. And again, it's very important to build a rapport and have a relationship so that they feel very comfortable. And again, one of the things that sets us apart, again, is Anne's ability to make people feel comfortable as an interviewer. But what we do is we come in and we set up the lighting and we set up the sound system and the camera and go over any questions that they may have and get them all settled and make them feel very comfortable. And then we record for an hour based upon questions that were mutually agreed upon from the questionnaire ahead of time. At the end of the session, we film things that are important to them.
Their treasures. We call it their treasures. And it might be the christening gown that the grandmother brought from Lithuania, or a marriage certificate, or their wedding ring. But people have treasures, so we record the treasures. And those really become family heirlooms. And then we go back a third time, and we bring the finished product to our client and show it to them, and it's a wonderful thing.
We really feel like we have a value-added service. It's very personalized, and again, you know, we visit them on multiple occasions.
What have been some of the amazing things that you've learned by doing this process?
I personally have learned a lot about history. I mean, we recently interviewed a 90-year-old woman who was a native of Miami. And she told us about the hurricane of 1926 when she got into her father's Model T Ford with the family, and they were heading west, and this big piece of plastic or metal came and cut the car off at the wheel base. And if it had been 3 inches higher, she would have been killed. They would have all been killed. So to see the light in her eye telling that story of when she was around 5 years old, it was incredible.
And it was very meaningful for her and for her family. She had an opportunity at her 91st birthday to play the video for her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. It was extremely moving for everyone.
And we received so many compliments on it. It was just joyful for us to have participated in that.
So exciting. Do you ever feel like you're right inside a black and white movie?
I personally do. You know, I've learned so much. I love, love doing these interviews. They are just so exciting and educational.
My favorite part of the interview is when the client is asked about what is most important to them and what would they like to pass on as pearls of wisdom, if you will, to the future generations. I love that part. I am constantly amazed at the wisdom that people have and the things that they say.
I want pearls.
We've gotten lots of pearls, and we'll be getting lots more.
could you shoot some out my way here?
Well, you know what I find most interesting. There appears to be a common theme, and what's most important to people is family and relationships. Even in the people who are in their 80s and 90s that we have interviewed, 201, you know, they have said that their family and their relationships with their family is the most important thing to them. And things that they wish they would have done differently would have been to spend less time on career or those types of things and certainly more time with their families. Again, that is the most common theme that we have through every interview.
So is that kind of like regrets?
I wouldn't look at it so much as a regret. It was interesting. One of the gentlemen who expressed what would have appeared to might have been a regret said, well, it's not too late with things like this that you have, is it? Which, you know, I found very interesting because at least his family has the opportunity to share things that he may never have shared with them. And they'll be able to pass it on to future generations so that those things will never be lost.
They do open up. We interviewed one woman who had 8 children, and she told a story to me about how when she was in college, she went to a dance with her girlfriend, and she was in a Catholic college. And when they came back in the car of the young men they were dancing with, and the young men said, well, should we drop you at the bottom of the hill? And she said, oh, no, take us right up to the front gate. Well, they went up to the front gate, and she got kicked out of college for being in a car with other, and none of her 8 children had heard that story before.
Wow. They were incredible. All right, Ann, you're not interviewing me. No.
Oh, well.
Oh, you know what, though? The history piece is amazing. And I know what you know is that everybody has a story. And to be able to open up this place to say, share your story, I think is incredible. The other piece is, I guess most of the folks that you speak to, are they elderly?
Not really, because we're doing a lot of baby boomers. Now, we have baby boomers who still have parents who are alive. And we're doing baby boomers who are recording their childhood memories and sending them to their parents as a gift. And we did one recently. And when I asked him to tell me about his mother, he said to me, my mother set the standard for all mothers in the United States to follow. Can you imagine how she felt when she saw that on the DVD? She called him up and said it was the greatest gift he ever gave her in her life.
I think she's still crying over it, frankly.
I cry over it when I tell that story. It was so emotional.
Well, you know, it's a pretty amazing thing when you get recognized by your children. And I have a daughter who is a sophomore in college. And hopefully she's not listening. Or maybe I'd be happy if she was listening. But she was talking to me one day, and she was telling me about what it was like to be in school and how she was waking up every day and she was making sure this one was taking out the trash and that this person was doing the laundry and that she was getting up at 6 in the morning and making sure somebody got their homework done. And she said to me, she goes, it made me realize today, Mom, that I'm turning into my mother. And I said, how does that make you feel? And she said, it makes me feel like I'm in training to be the perfect parent.
Oh, my Aww. Gosh. Is that fabulous or what?
Could you get that on camera, please?
Wow. We need to get that recorded so you can play over and over and over.
There's nothing like kudos from your children. You're right. So we love doing the baby boomers. We love doing the older people, too. But, I mean, we love doing the baby boomers for that reason.
How has this that you've been doing, and I can see how incredibly rewarding and exciting that it is. How has it changed you and how you are in your own life? And this may take a little while, so we'll start. Let's see how this goes.
Well, it's made me a better person, and it started with those interviews I did with the Holocaust survivors. I mean, their stories were all beauty out of ashes. They lost everything. They lost their families. They came to a foreign country. They couldn't speak the language. Yet, they made beautiful lives They raised families. They contributed to society. And I thought, if they could do that, I could do anything too.
Kind of like there's nothing to complain about?
That's right. Absolutely. And I remember this one woman that I interviewed, and she told me what it was like after being in a concentration camp all those years to eat a tomato and to smell it and rub it on her cheek and take a bite and let it run down her chest, you know. And I thought, we are so fortunate in this country. We don't go for years without food like that. You know, it makes you count your blessings.
Well, it makes me want to cry.
No.
You know, and it's one thing to intellectually say, yes, everyone has a story, but it's a completely different experience to actually hear the stories and to experience the interview process. I just have to say, it's amazing to me how much wisdom everybody that I've talked to has. You know, it's everyone has something to say, and everyone, and what they say has value.
And I don't think in the course of our lives we take the time to really sit down with, like, our parents and ask them these questions. It doesn't occur to us. We're busy just living our lives and growing up and raising families. They appreciate it too, Candy.
Well, you know, I've always had a very strong affection or affinity towards older folks. I grew up with grandparents. Lost my grandfather when I was 12. And I've always been fascinated by older folks and their wisdom. And so we can talk more about my fascination and what you can teach us about oral history when we come back right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free codes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. And before we get back to our guests, I just want to let you know that if you'd like to come out and see me personally, you can find me February 4th at the Women's Council Networking Breakfast for the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. And you can just go to the Chamber Events, Greater Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce, and it's a breakfast, and I'm going to be there. It's 512 Northeast 3rd Avenue, $20 for members, $10 at the door, and come on out. I'd love to shake your hands. And we're going to talk about 2011's Guide to Money Matters, and I'll be there with a couple of other great experts on what to do with money for 2011. So come on out, and that is February the 4th. You know, so Ann and Meg, we're talking about oral history. We're talking about taking someone's history and putting it somewhere so that we can continue to look at it and glean the wisdom that we can get from older folks, or not just older folks, from anybody. There's so much wisdom to be had. So, you know, Meg, I know Ann answered this question. How has it made a difference for you?
Well, again, one of the things that has really impacted me is, again, intellectually, when you say everyone has a story, you think, oh yeah, that's true. But then being a part of it and listening to it, it's amazing to actually be part of someone's story, to actually be there, listening to it, recording it, making it something that is going to be able to be passed to future generations, creating this living legacy for them. It's an amazing experience.
How has it changed you?
You know, I want to say, well, gosh, it's made me a better person. I'm not really sure.
You can't say that because Anne said that. You
no, and I'm not really sure that that's, you know, from my heart. But it gives me a much greater appreciation for every single individual and what they contribute and what they've been through. So, again, I guess for me, how it's changed me, it's given me a greater appreciation.
It's been very riveting to hear the stories about the family members who went away to World War II and how they were changed when they came back. And, of course, I think many of them had post-traumatic stress syndrome, but it wasn't diagnosed then, you know, so they didn't know what it was. But I found that fascinating because my father, who's passed on, was a lieutenant in World War II for the United States Army, and so I wish I'd talked to him about his war experiences, but I never did.
Can you share any stories that you recall?
Well, there was a woman, and her brother was the quarterback for the high school football team. And they allowed him to graduate early as a junior at age 17 so that he could join World War II. He was a star. He was president of his class. Everyone loved him. And he came back a very broken man and ended up an alcoholic because, you know, of the things he saw. So that was a very sad story. But there are good stories. I mean, I interviewed a woman. I'll go reach back into my Holocaust interviews. But she was in Auschwitz, and she left every day to work in a work detail. And at lunchtime, she would sit on a rock, and a German soldier would have left half of his sandwich for her to eat, and he did that every day. So there were some really righteous Germans in the war, you know, who took care of these people too.
You know, it's incredible. And I love hearing the history, and I love hearing the stories. I know for me, everything I do in my life is about story. The way that I make a difference, the things that I do, is all centered around being able to share stories. And I think that it plays such an important role in what we do today. Do you do anything company-wise, or is it all done personally?
Well, at this point,
I mean,
really,
do you do it inside businesses, I mean?
You know, certainly we're open to doing that, but that is not something that we've done to this point. Again, you know, we've really focused on individuals and their individual story. You know, but again, certainly we're open to branching out and doing that as well.
It would be highly motivational. We just yesterday attended a seminar with Bob Berg, who's I don't know if you know him. He's a motivational speaker, but
I know Bob well.
As a matter of fact, he did ask me to send his regards.
Aw, he was wonderful. I mean, I would love to interview him and get his story and find out how he arrived at what he does today. I think it would be so inspirational. So we're open to, you know, whatever the public needs, definitely.
And if,
well, I know based on the work that I do, because
right?
I do a lot of work inside the corporate arena, and I always get their story. Mm-hmm. I always get the story before I go in and speak to anyone, and I share the story with the employees, because a lot of folks do not understand the history of their own companies.
They probably, very few, understand the history of the company.
Mm-hmm. And when people begin to understand, there's an extraordinary, I don't like to use the word buy-in, but I say sense of pride.
Yes,
sure. It makes
for being
it so
able
human.
To know they're part of something bigger. And that part of something bigger comes out of the story.
Invested. You know, and I could see how generations from now, when children and grandchildren are seeing their great-grandparents' stories, how vested they would be in that family and say to themselves, I came from greatness. You know, my grandparents, my great-grandparents did all of these wonderful things, and look, the world is open to me. It's wide open.
Well, and again, I can certainly see your point, Candy, relative to the company and, you know, having employees have, again, a much greater understanding of the company and the origins of the company. As a matter of fact, you know, I know a great story about a man who started a company with $400 out of his savings account.
Anybody we know?
Anybody we know, Meg?
Yes, that would be Mr. Bassett.
Wow. Yeah, hey, I got to tell you, he's a pretty amazing guy.
An amazing man.
If you want to know who Meg's talking about, she's talking about the love of my life. My wonderful Dave, and he's been in business almost 40 years, and he couldn't get a job. He was unhirable. And so he took $400, started a company, borrowed an airplane to ferry cargo, and today I can't even begin to share the extraordinary level of success he's garnered. But I will tell you that his success along the way has come from being a loving, caring, benevolent, wonderful guy who looks out for everyone. And so I promised one day, you know, Meg, I can't get him on the show. I cannot get him to come on for an interview.
I'm not terribly surprised. Mm-hmm.
I may have to get the two of you to go interview him for me.
We would love to
it.
Do that.
It would be a joy.
Dave would be a wonderful interview. He has such an incredible story. I love the story of his parents and his, you know, youth and starting the company and where he came from and what he's achieved. It's an amazing story, and we would love to capture that.
Yes, we would.
We'll have to see what we can do about making that happen.
You know, we might uncover some things you don't even know.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at finding out stuff.
Yes, you are.
Pretty good at this. Mm-hmm. So, where do you want to take this?
To the moon.
What does that mean?
That means we just want to do as many interviews as we can, possibly branch out, train other people to work for us, and reach out to the community at large and just capture the history of the entire population that we can reach out to.
I think it's a great thing, really a great thing that you're doing. How can you teach folks to find out a little bit about their own history? For example, who, you know, if you've got somebody listening saying, wow, I don't know much about my parents at all, what kind of questions should they ask? How should they approach them?
Well, there's always one person in a family that's the archivist,
that knows
all the stories.
Exactly.
And so that's the person that they should talk to. And that person usually has a lot of photographs, too. And so that would be my first suggestion, that they go to the archivist. But you know, everybody does have a story, and they may not know about the history of their parents, but they have their own personal testimony to share with their children and their grandchildren, and their successes and their failures, and how they overcame them, you know. So,
I know some of the people, when we do the first meeting with them, the client, they often say, gosh, I don't remember, or I don't know about this, or whatever, and that's one of the nice things about meeting ahead of time, so that they have the opportunity, you know, someone said, oh, gosh, I want to call my cousin and find out what the answer to that question is, or learn more about that so I can tell everyone during the interview. Again, you know, the questionnaire that we provide sparks thought. It sparks additional information so that they have the opportunity ahead of time to gather things that they want from other members of their family who may have information that they don't have, so that they can compile that and then use it during the interview process.
I have a great story I'll tell you, Candy, because I know you love stories.
I interviewed
this woman, and she told me she was her grandmother's favorite, and that her grandmother kept a bureau drawer in her bedroom with candy in it just for her and little toys and things. And she was the favorite. And after she met with me that day and she was going over that questionnaire that I gave her, it sparked her mind, and she called her sister in California, and she said to her sister, I have a confession to make. I was grandmother's favorite. And her sister said, oh, no, I was the favorite. Grandmother kept a special bureau drawer just for me. Apparently that grandmother pulled that on every grandchild.
But they didn't.
How did those grandchildren feel?
They didn't know it. Can you imagine carrying that for 50 years and believing you were the favorite?
I think it's incredible. What a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm. That was a great
And what a way to understand how to spark that thing in kids that says, I'm special. Yeah, I think that's incredible. How amazing to get inside other folks' lives so deeply. So let's pretend like we're interviewing. What kind of questions would you ask me?
Well, I would ask you about your parents, what memories you have of your childhood. You know, what was the greatest lesson that your mother taught you?
Are you asking me to answer?
I'm asking you now. Yeah. What is the greatest lesson you learned from your
mother?
Well,
the interesting thing is that I didn't grow up with my parents.
That's right. You said you grew up with your grandparents.
I grew up with my grandparents.
So what is the greatest lesson you learned from your grandmother?
To love and keep loving. Mm-hmm. And she had a lot of obstacles, especially when it came to raising myself and my younger brother. And so... she never stopped loving, regardless of what went on around her, which is incredible. She was a woman that never worked. My grandfather worked. He worked on the railroad. And I grew up in coal mining country in Pennsylvania. And I have a very strong affinity towards trains. Yes, I just took my train set from Christmas down today.
Oh.
I will tell. No, it's incredible how traditions get created. And... but my grandmother, who had all these kids to raise that weren't hers, she just loved and kept loving and took all the grief that there was to be had, and there was. And so I think that was the greatest lesson.
She had unconditional love. There were no conditions with her love. She just loved no matter what.
I think that piece is true, but I also think the piece for me was that love no matter what. I think people can get jaded. Tough things can show up. And I know for me, my grandfather passed away. My grandmother got sick. It's kind of almost like a Black Beauty story, not to compare myself to a horse, but, and, you know, given away to the next person and given away to the next person. And when I was a young child, 17 years old, I was asked to leave my home, which was my aunt's home at that time. And it was the love that I learned from my grandmother that allowed me to keep loving through those very tough times. A great gift.
Parent relationship with the grandchildren, it was a common thread in the interviews I did and in the interviews I continue to do. And I think it's because, well, maybe not in your case, but most grandparents don't have to discipline the grandchildren. So it's a secret society. You know.
And you know what's exciting? Is that, like, all my kids and my husband's kids are out of the house. So we now have to look forward to grandkids, and we can do that soon. I look forward to joining that secret society.
Yes.
Hey, this is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're going to be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. And I just want to mention to you there's going to be a great event on Sunday, January 9th, and it's going to be from 12 to 6, and it is the Shake, Rattle, and Roll Music Festival for Parkinson's, and it's going to be at the Improv at the Hard Rock. I please encourage everybody to come out there. There's going to be some amazing bands from all types of genres, and I think the ticket price, I'm looking for it, it's a high ticket. $15. Come on. Come on out. It's for Parkinson's. I'd love to see everybody out there. Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And that's going to be at the Improv at the Hard Rock. So you take a look at all the history that's to be had. Have you taken the time to put together your own history?
I really haven't. Have you, Meg?
No, I haven't. We should. We've been so busy doing
the cobbler
else.
That has no shoes.
True.
I do plan on doing one for my grandchildren someday, though.
And what are some of the things that you would want to share with them about what you've learned?
Well, I want to make sure that my granddaughters never marry a man unless he's a good kisser.
That's like this. Let's keep going.
Yeah. You know, integrity with their lives and being centered and focused on what they want to do and not compromising, you know, going for the gold and what they want. And they're just angels. You know,
well, that's lessons. But what is, share a story.
Share a story. Well, when my granddaughter Kelsey was 4 years old, she said to me, Grammy, do you know when you die, they plant you in the ground like a flower. And I thought, that's a great conception of death. I'm not going to mess with that. I thought that was so cute. I have a lot of memories of them when they were little and growing up and the little things they would say and do. And at one time, I was a vegetarian, and they were very respectful of that. And they made sure if we went out to dinner that nobody ordered meat around me. They were just precious. Children are such treasures.
Meg, what about you? What about your stories?
Much like Dave, I am less open, you know, to sharing some of the things. I don't have children, so.
That was too easy.
It is too easy. I have some wonderful childhood stories. When we were relatively little, my dad flew a helicopter, and he would bring the helicopter to our home and land it in our yard, and it was very exciting, and all the kids from the neighborhood would run over, and they'd want to, you know, see the helicopter, and he would take only his own children, liability issues, you know, up in the helicopter for rides and stuff, but certainly that was a wonderful childhood memory that I carry, and certainly something that, you know, makes me feel good when I think about it.
Now, I have to tell you that one story of imaging helicopters in the yard has, like, changed my perception of you.
Oh, there's lots more.
It's just added to an ongoing good perception. I'm going, how cool is that?
It's kind of a cool experience.
How fun. How fun. We'll share another story.
Here's kind of a funny one. My parents loved tennis. And so we had a tennis court, and they would go out and play tennis. And two of my sisters didn't get along very well. They were constantly at one another, if you will. You know, there's just certain personalities that don't get along. And so we were fixing dinner, and one of them was mixing a salad with salad tongs that had rough edges or squared edges. And the other apparently was instigating something, and the one making the salad threw the salad tong and hit the other one right above the eye and created, you know, lots of blood, because of course, you know, head wounds bleed profusely. And it was, you know, one of the kids ran out to the tennis court and, you know, told my parents, oh my God, you know, Barbie's bleeding to death. What are we going to do? And my parents were so funny. They said, have Kathy take her to the hospital. We don't really want to interrupt the game. Which, you know, is kind of a funny story in retrospect because, you know, you have to appreciate I came from a large family and there were, you know, a number of altercations happening at any given time. So one more altercation, you know, was certainly nothing to be that excited about, apparently. So that's just another one of my little family ha-ha stories.
I don't think they'd treat her, though, because your parents weren't there, right? When she got to the hospital, they wouldn't treat her.
No, they wouldn't.
They said, we need a parent.
You know, so in taking a look at this, I'm always looking in the lesson, for the lesson. And I'm always looking for the nuggets. And I'm always looking at what is it that we can share with the listening audience that I'll have them walk away today and say, wow, this is an amazing life. And this is what I'm going to do today with it. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that kind of a comment slash question?
For a personal lesson? You know, I mean, like, what would we share personally if it was?
Yeah, based on the stuff that you've been doing and the work that you're doing, and we've covered this a little bit, I know already, it comes down to life lessons and live an integral life and have no regrets and all of those things. But based on the interviews that you have, I know there have been some amazing nuggets that you've walked away and gone, wow, I so have to do this.
Yeah, well, discrimination on any level is wrong. You can't discriminate against people because they're a different color or a different religion or because they're a different size or, you know, discrimination on any level is wrong. And we've heard some discrimination stories, so that's been very powerful for us.
Oh, I could just tell by the tone in your voice, you must have heard some amazing stories on that level.
We did, you know, and it's impactful because, you know, you think about discrimination as being against, you know, a certain race, but you don't think about discriminating about people who might be a different size or maybe not have a high IQ as some other person. I mean, we're all one. You know, it's a one giant family, and to love one another, that's so important. And the golden rule, to treat the other person as you would treat yourself. And children everywhere are our responsibility. That's, we've learned those things.
You know, and I think it's also a matter of understanding that we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who we are, what color we are, what size we are, what we do, we are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's for me, the main issue or the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people get gentler as they age because they learn these things, you know, how important it is to get along and be kind to one another.
Well, and they have the opportunity to look back and say, wow, you know, mm-hmm. I would have done certain things differently. And those are the types of things that they do want to pass on.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you also said something about how folks talked about what was important to them, you know, family and relationships. So what I want to do is I want to explore that a little bit more. Hear that music? That means we're going to commercial break. Hey, this is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, our special guest from the Legacy of the Heart. We'll be right back.
Need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs, until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. I am so happy to be here with you today. And before we get back to our guests and go to that question I asked before we got on the air, I just want to let you know the movie The Journey is now available for sale on my website. Yay! How exciting is that? I had an opportunity to do a movie with Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, and a whole host of other extraordinary great folks. Which is amazing. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, there was other big exciting news, and I have gotten a call this week. I have been asked to do the sequel. There will be more Journey coming. So if you're interested in picking up a copy of The Journey with Candy G and Brian Tracy, I love the way that sounds, just go to my website, candyg.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. So, ladies, that's one of my highlights.
I want to congratulate you on that, Candy.
You know, speaking of stories, Candy, I would love to hear a story about your experience on the red carpet premiere for the movie The Journey.
Humbling. I will tell you that not only was I treated, I don't even want to say treated like royalty, but I guess maybe that is the piece. I had incredible folks that I worked with. Business associates on this movie that were so amazing. You know, sometimes in my industry, the speaking industry, there's a lot of folks that might not have the right intention in mind, and I had the opportunity to work with some of the finest people in this industry that all really cared about making a difference for folks. And, you know, Megan Ann, I can't even begin to tell you what that meant for me. But being on the red carpet, being interviewed on the red carpet, folks were grabbing me every which way saying, "Hi, I'm the reporter from so-and-so, but USA Today. Would you do an interview?" I'm like, "Sure."
When was that?
I have to tell you, it was so amazing. And then it was frightening watching myself on this, like, 200-foot screen. I don't know. How big are movie screens? It kept growing. I kept getting bigger. And I was very excited because the people that did the movie said some very kind things to me. The producers of the movie, they've been in personal development, said that the stuff that I do is some of the best stuff they've ever seen in personal development. And they produced a commercial for me that you can see on Vimeo. You'll see on my website in a few days. But I was right there on the giant big screen, Candy G up there talking to you. Hi, it's Candy G. It just was amazing, Meg. What can I say?
Amazing. We applaud
you. And if anybody were to tell you that that wasn't a kick and a half, I don't care who you were, Brian Tracy, on and on, all the big guys, it was amazing. So
that would be amazing.
And the wonderful, see how you love
the world. The message is so powerful and good.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing the movie.
Mm-hmm. We're going to buy it.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
We'll buy it.
And I have new film dates. But listen, before we went to commercial break, you got me sidetracked. You're good interviewers, girls.
Thank you.
I was talking about that family and relationship piece. And one of the things that you said is that it seemed as though when people were getting older, they were getting softer. Does it seem that the folks you talk to, they'd gotten to a place where they realized that chasing the dollar, chasing the success, chasing all this stuff that we chase isn't as important as it is having just loved ones close by?
Absolutely. Well,
loved ones and cherishing life, just cherishing life. We interviewed a lady who opens the front door every morning and says, "Hello, world." Just so grateful to be alive.
Should have brought her on with you. I love that.
Yeah, she had a great attitude.
Hello, world. I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to start doing that. What is her name?
Her name is Lillian. And the other thing she taught us was that every night before she goes to bed, if she hasn't laughed that day, she'll sit up in bed and laugh out loud. Because she says you have to laugh every day.
Yeah. Good advice for all of us.
Very wise woman.
I think I once heard that to be really healthy, it takes 3 belly laughs and 5 giant hugs a day.
Well, I do believe that. And, you know, one of our subjects we interviewed taught us this, and it's great. I'm going to teach it to you. When you hug someone, Candy, lift your left arm up over their right shoulder. When you do that, you are heart to heart.
Heart to heart. I got this one.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, I didn't know it till he taught me, and he's 86.
That's awesome. Everybody, raise your left arm. Remember that position the next time you go to hug someone.
Person's right shoulder, and you're absolutely heart to heart when you hug.
That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right, we got 3 minutes till we're off the air. How do folks find you?
www.legacyfromtheheart.com or 954-655-8621.
And it's an honor. It'll be an honor to do their Legacy from the Heart, and it'll be a joy for their family and give them tremendous value for generations.
So how do you decide at which point you do your legacy?
Well, there is. It's never too early, trust me, because, you know, you do.
You can have
two.
You can have the sequel.
But I'm looking forward to doing parents who are expecting a child, and giving the message of what, you know, they want to give to the child, what kind of a life and what they look forward to before the child is even born. I think that would be a wonderful gift. Just tremendous.
Because I sit and I think now and I go, I can't do my legacy yet.
You can do one now and do one later. Why not?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I can do a sequel.
Already done so much.
Yeah, your life
I don't
want
to forget anything.
Your life is a series of sequels. We
love
to do you, Candy.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies, what do you want to make sure the listening audience gets? We got 2 minutes.
The biggest message is that everyone has a story and everyone has wisdom to contribute.
And the other message is that we thank you so much, Candy. We feel privileged to be part of your listening and participating audience today.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are here. And this is really fun. And I love the idea of going to folks and getting their story. I mean, this is my life in many respects. You know, I'm a cantadora for a living. I'm a storyteller. It's really what I do. Mm-hmm. And it's through the power of story that I've been able to do some of the things that I do. So to have you be able to go out and extract that from folks and say, where's the story? Where's the magic in where life has brought you? Because everybody has that magic. I just am as excited as I could be and just want to know what I can do to help you get folks to understand that everyone has a legacy and a story, and how can we get as many folks as possible to get their legacy on those special super-duper gold last-forever discs.
Yes, because if we don't get them, they're going to be lost.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen.
Right. Well, legacyfromtheheart.com. And I'm so happy that you've been here with me today. Thank you so much, Anne and Meg. I love you both. And this is not going to be the last time we hear from you. And we're going to make sure that we get a lot of those stories on CD. Hey, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up on Nothing But Good News Radio. And we're going to bring you lots of tips and lots of great stuff to make this year absolutely the best year ever. This is Candy G. I absolutely love you. I'm here for you. Let me know what I can do for you. My listening audience, I am here for you. So you know what I want you to do? I want you to get out there, and I want you to live life like you mean it. This has been Candy G, Nothing But Good News. Bye for now.